We've encountered with through talking, like we met at an event, and I talked as a obviously a native here. I talked with these guys who were from Erasmus, and they shared with me stories about the struggles of registration, the administration process, and I felt that even as a native, I mean, it's difficult for us. So I cannot imagine for Erasmus students who have the language barrier, etc. So we came up with this idea of doing something about it, trying to launch a campaign. So that's how we came up with the idea.
So who have you spoken to for this? I mean, how many people's input have you managed to get into this?
Okay, so we've talked with politicians and MEPs just to try to create awareness. And we've got some answers that they find the topic interested. And we even are going to meet one MEP on December. And next week, we have two meetings, one with a student Erasmus organization from Belgium, and another one with the CULT committee of the Erasmus Commission. The CULT committee is the one in charge with culture and education problems. Okay. I can share experience from one of our Erasmus friends. She's Danish, and she really wanted to register, like follow like the legal procedure. Yeah. And the first thing you have to do is phone call the town hall. That is where you have to register. She phoned twice, and she like no one like picked up the phone. And the third time, a French lady picked up, so she had to speak in French. Like she knew some French, so the conversation could continue. And the lady told her that she will, like a policeman will go to her house. And in 2 weeks, she received like a letter. Mm-hmm. And in that letter, it was a meeting, like a meeting date, in 4 weeks. So in 4 weeks, she had to go to the town hall. Mm. So at that point, like she decided to give up. She's here for 5 months, and the process is going to take two.
You know, 4 weeks isn't actually that bad. We have had people who've said they 6 months' time that their meeting is. It's like, oh, I'm only here for 6 months. What's the point? So I can understand that people are frustrated, because especially if you're only... And you want to do this by the book. You want to do this legally, don't you? So I guess a lot of students are living here illegally, maybe without noticing, without realizing.
That's exactly the point, and that was also our suspicion, because we talked to our Erasmus friends, and we're like, I think, around 90 to 100 people purely at Solvay this semester for Erasmus, and we had the feeling that it is a huge share of people who do actually not register. But, well, it's a topic that you don't want to talk about usually, because basically you give away that you didn't do it, if you say so. And if you stay longer than 3 months, and almost every Erasmus semester is longer than 3 months, that is illegal. So it's like a no-talk topic in a way.
It's a bit of a taboo. Yeah,
exactly. And that's why we decided to basically run a survey across a couple of, across our home universities, as well as some other universities. And we shared it in Facebook groups for Erasmus students all across Europe. And actually, the outcomes of the survey were exactly what we thought. But to be honest, it was even worse, because we found out that it was 70% of Erasmus students who do not register their residency, which is, in our opinion, quite striking. Our idea is, or our initial idea was, that when you go on Erasmus, you have to go through a quite detailed and long multi-step application process for the Erasmus in general. So at your home university first, then at your guest university, and then also usually to get the Erasmus grant from the European Union. So it is a multiple step process, and actually you give away a lot of information. Actually, you give away more information than you would give away during the residence registry, during registering your residency. So we thought that actually it shouldn't be too difficult to integrate this residence registration process in the application process. But there are initiatives to digitize the application process, and we think it's probably one or two additional steps that you have to integrate here, but we think it should be possible. And Erasmus is the project that the European Parliament and Commission are probably most proud of. So why not starting with Erasmus students?
So do you think this is putting off some students from doing an Erasmus placement?
I don't think so, because most of the Erasmus students, they only find out about this whole registration process after they have already arrived.
Yeah.
So they have done all the registration process for Erasmus, and when they arrive, they only find out then that they have to do an additional registration with the town hall. So I don't think it's a problem for Erasmus per se.
Okay. But it is still something that by changing would make the program more attractive, because if you're over here and you're living a nice stress-free legal lifestyle, it's a lot better than worrying about, you know, even silly things like going to the pharmacy. They're going to ask for your ID card, or your landlord not registering your rental contract, or
opening up a bank account where you need to be registered. So it's
simple day-to-day things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we perceive it more as a maybe barrier of integration, because it really makes it harder for you to arrive here and to settle here. And also, in the end, we also think that it's a matter of pride. We're all European, and we should feel like that. But we should also feel like citizens of the country we're moving to. But without registering and without like being officially a resident there, we think that is kind of, yeah, you don't build up that kind of official relationship. And
that sense of belonging, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we would not like only to make the registration process easier, but we think to really create this pride across students, Erasmus students should have an ID that serves as a official identification document, and which states when you arrived, when you're going to leave. And there are already initiatives that try to integrate a lot of functions like credit transfer, campus payment, using public transport. But we think we should go one step further and also make it a document that serves as an official ID. What you can do to support us is actually, we have a petition on change.org. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you think this is a great idea and you've encountered also problems and you believe that your voice could help us here, which we certainly do, go to change.org, search for Erasmus administrative burdens, and you're going to find our petition and leave your name there. It will really support us. Yeah, I think that's the best thing to do. And if you have questions, feel free to email us to improve.erasmus@gmail.com.